This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, easy brain training for mindful eating. Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're accessing and adjusting the control panel of your mind, body, spirit system, bringing ease and joy to your weight loss journey and fullness to the rest of your life. This journey isn't about food plans and calorie counts. It is about learning to love and care for you from the inside out so that it becomes natural and easy for you to be slim and healthy. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater, I've been where you've been, and I'm here to guide you to where you want to be. And of course, in order to do that, it's necessary to become present in the moment, in the here and now, to become present with you, because that's the foundation of naturally slender eating. That's the foundation of mindful eating, the foundation of so many things, being present in the here and now. And therefore, I invite you to take these moments to just come back into your body. You could even visualize or imagine yourself pulling all of your awareness back into your physical body. You may already be awake and aware of your thoughts, of what goes on in your head or around your head, all of the thinking and the planning and maybe even a bit of worrying and all those things that busy us with thoughts day in and day out, sometimes unfortunately in the middle of the night, as you allow those thoughts to float away and bring your awareness down, down past your head to your neck. Become aware of your throat, your tongue, your neck, the sensations. Is it loose or is it stiff and tight? Whatever you discover, simply acknowledge it. And allow any tension or tightness to fade away in the most enjoyable possible way as we progress through your body and through this episode. Now, descending further, bring your attention and your focus to your heart space. Notice your heart beating. If you can't feel it, you could imagine. You know it's beating because you are alive and awake and aware, so presumably it's doing its thing for you, don't you think? So notice it. You might even direct a breath, an inhalation, to your heart space, feeling it open beautifully, luxuriously, as you do. Bring your awareness down even further to your sternum. Breathing into your sternum, feeling that space expand in your body. Just noticing what you discover there as you sink down even further to your belly. That's right, just below your belly button, you bring your awareness a few inches below your belly button, breathing into that space, noticing what you find. As your awareness sinks down even further to the very base of your body, breathing in to that space, and again noticing what you find there. And now you can notice, become aware of all of those centers at the same time. Being present in the here and now with your body, whatever it's feeling, experiencing, simply observe and make note. Because it is, of course, as we've just said, by noticing our bodies and how they feel that we get the crucial awareness and information to live a naturally slender lifestyle. We become able to tell if we're physically hungry or not. Perhaps we're physically satisfied in our tummies. We can notice how a certain food is sitting with us, how the digestive process is going. Does that go down easily and well, or not so much? You know, there are certain foods that probably work better than others for you. And so it is only by being present that you can discover that and begin to prefer those foods and those activities that make you feel as good as possible, as long as possible in your physical body. Of course, often we don't want to know what's going on in the physical body because it's never good, or it wasn't good, it didn't used to be good. And besides, we don't have time. We have work to do and to-do lists to get down and children to drive around or friends to see or email to check, whatever it is, or Instagram. I don't want to date myself. Online stuff that we must be aware of. All of those things buzzing around us, keeping us unaware of what's going on in our bodies and what could bring us more enjoyment, more pleasure for more time. It's really quite simple, isn't it? If you want to feel as good as possible, as long as possible, then you must feel in the first place. Yes, I'm here to tell you these hugely insightful ideas that I have. Indeed, you have to feel in order to make decisions to feel as good as possible, as long as possible, because that's what it is to be naturally slender, to be slim, choosing more pleasure longer. Sorry to break the news to you, but there you have it. It's the truth. It's what I've discovered. Righto, we were talking about mindful eating. Yes, we were. How to be present. And we talked about a simple little technique at the very end of the last episode that can make it a whole lot more likely that you will engage in a little mindful munching. In other words, be aware of what the heck you're doing next time you eat. It's so simple, it's kind of funny, and it is, of course, a technique that's used extensively in sports psychology by top athletes and all sorts of folks who know how to run their brains effectively, which is simply a little bit of mental rehearsal. In other words, if you want to eat mindfully and you're bopping yourself on the head because, darn it, you have the best of intentions and then you just forget when the time comes, there it is, the food's in front of you, and you blink and the food's not in front of you. Where did it go? Oh, right. Ooh, must be in my belly. They're bringing the check now, or the plate's empty. Wonder what happened. And you think, gosh, I'm never going to get it. It's such an ingrained habit. Well, turns out that our brains have this snazzaroozy little trick for us, which is that if we vividly imagine doing something, it's just as good. The same parts of the brain light up as it is to actually do it. So if you imagine yourself mindfully consuming, enjoying your next repas, your next little snackadoo or meal, then you are more likely to actually mindfully engage the next time you do it in real life. Do it in your mind first. You create a neural pathway for the new behavior that is there the next time the actual situation arises. And if you do it multiple times in your mind, you will have trodden that neural pathway multiple times in your brain and be even that much more likely to do it in real life. Because had you already, think about this for a moment, imagine that you've been eating mindfully for a meal, for a whole day. Whole day you eat mindfully. You sit down, you taste, you enjoy. It doesn't actually take very long. You're aware. You notice how the food feels in your body after halfway through, you think, is that enough for me? Am I satisfied or do I need more? Or did I overdo it? You become aware you've done it for a meal, a couple meals, and you keep asking those questions and you start to refine your observation skills as well as your preferences. In other words, you start to notice how different foods make you feel because now you're paying attention. And now you've done it for a day, for a couple of days. Imagine you've already done it for a week. What would that be like? Imagine you've been mindfully eating for 2 weeks. Getting to be pretty routine now, don't you think? Enjoying it. Maybe you've been doing it for a month. Really nice. And 3 months, 6 months. You could imagine it as far out as you like. You could imagine you've already been doing it for a year, 2, 3, 5 years, way down. If you would like to eat mindfully that long, or maybe it just becomes automatic for you to notice how different foods feel over time. It becomes automatic whenever you consider eating something for whatever reason, you're thinking about it. You think, how's that going to sit with me? How much pleasure will it bring me? And those questions, in fact, cause you to make decisions that tend to maximize pleasure over time. Now, not that you don't make a mistake from time to time, here or there, more in the beginning, less as you practice more as time goes on. It's the way of things. No big deal. We self-correct, you know the routine. But alas, the more practice that you've just done in your mind, the more likely you are to do it in real life, bringing more and more good stuff your way, which, of course, is the point, isn't it? Now, it's time for us to take a break. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss, and I'm your host, Renee Stevens. We'll be right back. If you're new to Inside Out Weight Loss, I suggest you begin at the beginning. You'll hear my story in the prologue and learn the key steps to the program in the early episodes. You'll find a link to the archive at insideoutweightloss.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and click podcasts. We're back now. Before the break, we were doing a little pre-do, little mental rehearsal around mindful eating because practicing in your brain is an awful lot, just like, according to your brain, do it in real life and makes it much more likely. So, of course, you get to decide how much mindful eating you would like to do, how long you would like to do for. Is this something you would like to become your regular way of things, or is it something you'd like to do for a while? It's up to you. You get to play around with that and decide. I'm just here to make it easy for you. That's all I want to do. Make it easy to be mindful and to enjoy. And so as a recap of all the things we've spoken about for mindful eating, in order to eat mindfully, one must tune in to one's body. You must be aware and feel your body. Now, if you have not been aware, if you have not been feeling your body, there's probably a very good reason for it. I don't have time to feel my body, which you've got to admit is a little bit amusing when you think about it. I don't have time to feel my body. I'm too busy. I can't be bothered with that right now. Ooh, when I've felt my body, it's been painful. You want me to feel that body with the bulges and the cellulite? You've got to be kidding. I mean, no way. Every time I feel my body, it feels like crap. Well, you know, you've got to overcome. You've got to release those painful feelings because I'm betting that a lot of the pain comes from your judgment of how you are, rather than the physical pain. But there's actually the whole layer of judgment, like, oh my God, I can't believe you let yourself get that way. I was helping a client with that very one the other day. I can't believe, I'm so ashamed that I allowed myself to gain all that weight, to become a verifiable podger. OMG. Well, if you're speaking to yourself like that, you're going to want to run the other way and be disassociated, disconnected from your body. Don't you think? In fact, sometimes it's nice to be disassociated from your brain, causing all that pain, which of course is the purpose of eating, to distract ourselves from the torture that we put ourselves to. Now, there's a silly one, but true, very common. We eat to distract ourselves from the mental torture, the judgment that we are giving ourselves, that we are heaping on ourselves. It feels crappy to be told that you are a fat and useless person who will never change, which is the kind of inner dialogue that many of us have, or some variety thereof. That's no fun, really. And so we want to stop that. Well, what's a good way? Chewing, eating, swallowing, thinking about food, and so on and so forth. Not the most effective of strategies, but the best we had when we came up with it, and it's probably been running for a while for you. And so, gosh, where would I start with that? What are you going to do if that's the case for you? You know what I'm about to say. I bet you can guess if you're a longtime listener. Forgiveness. Yes. Forgive yourself. Get over it. A little kindness and compassion will neatly do the trick. To get there, the first step is to ask yourself, what is it you're getting from the overeating that's good for you? What's the positive intention of your overeating? Most likely, the positive intention of your overeating is to escape pain and bring a distraction or pleasure, something better than all of that guilt. Now, again, we were back at why we wouldn't eat mindfully, why we wouldn't be associated into our bodies, because we associate that with pain. So change that association, change the way we relate to ourselves, introduce a modicum, just a speck to start out with, of kindness, of forgiveness and compassion, and the whole cruise ship starts to turn around. One sweet word at a time. Bada bing. Now, once you've started speaking those sweet nothings to yourself, which are actually sweet somethings, you are going to start to tune in to your senses. We have the five obvious senses of sight, hearing, taste, smell, touch, and sound. Did I cover them all? I forgot to count on my fingers as I went through that. I hope I got them all. Anyway, those are the five obvious ones. And in fact, we need to engage them to experience life and to experience our food, to experience how our bodies feel. You can use your sense of feeling, your kinesthetic sense, to tune into your body, to notice how your tummy feels, how your energy level is. Do you feel kind of buzzy? Do you feel lethargic? Do you feel centered? What's going on? And then you can use your visual sense to see what you are about to eat. You can smell it. Much of taste actually is smell. You can inhale it and smell it. You can feel the texture of the food. You can then notice the flavors of the food. The more you notice the flavors, the more you engage your senses, the more that you are likely to be attracted to foods that have nice flavors, subtle flavors, smooth flavors and textures, good flavors. Now, a caveat here, which is that much processed food, the stuff that comes in packages and from fast food, many fast food restaurants, though not all, I think there are a few healthy ones popping up around the globe. But you know what I'm talking about, junky food that is designed to scream at your senses with salt, with sugar and sugar-like substances that are cheaper than sugar, et cetera, with natural flavors, which are in fact not natural at all, chemicals, all of those things. They are there to scream, to wake you up, to wake the sleepwalking masses, sleepwalking bodies up and say, "Woo, flavor, here we go." And we go, "Oh, yes, I love feeling. I'm so relieved to this will actually get through." It's like the, you know, it's like the big bomb, the big explosion of flavor in my mouth, because I can't notice the subtle level. I can only notice the really obvious level. And that's why we are attracted to those foods, because they remind us that we are alive, that we exist. And fundamentally, that's a good thing. We like that. So the more that you tune in, the less that you are likely to appreciate the bold, brash, screaming at the top of your lungs flavors of processed foods, and the more subtle and more delicate and more enjoyable and better for your body flavors and textures and experiences of natural, healthy foods. And of course, the final point of mindful eating being that it is indeed important to take a wee bit of time to experience these sensations. This is not turbo time. We need to take a few moments. It doesn't have to be a lot of minutes. Honestly, you know, 7 minutes is going to do it. And you got to think you can find 7 minutes. Maybe you want to, you know, really splurge and go 12 or 15. Woohoo! Live it up. Live in large, baby. You know what I'm saying? We just want to take some time to have these experiences, to be mindful, and to bring enjoyment and pleasure into our bodies. And as I was saying before, that is the harsh news that I have for you about your desire to be naturally slender. You're going to have to dedicate yourself to more enjoyment of your food. I want an unwavering commitment. Well, all right. It's all right if you waver a little bit or a lot. You can waver as much as you want, as a matter of fact, because at the end of the day, people, human beings, are attracted to pleasure and enjoyment more than pain. And so, no matter how much you waver, you'll get there. One bite, one breath, one positive, sweet nothing at a time. Turning that cruise ship around to be and live naturally slender. In fact, if you want to hop off the cruise ship and into something a little bit more supple and lithe, like a sailboat, paddleboard, motorboat, you're welcome to do that too. Far be it from me to tell you how quickly and easily you may enjoy living in your body and releasing the weight, living as a naturally slender person. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present. Inside Out Weight Loss is produced by Andrew Frame of BAFSoundworks.com. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and I am on a mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share your abundant soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.